Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Gardaí have renewed their appeal for witnesses after the death of a man in his 80s whose car was recovered from the water in Buncrana Pier yesterday morning. Donegal County Council's revenue spending last year was almost €193 million, over €15 million more than was included in the annual budget, which was agreed in 2022. The trial of a man for the rape and murder of a Buncrana woman has been accused of trying to start a prison riot. And later in the bulletin, we'll have a look back on the first debate of the local elections. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Oisin Kelly will have all the latest in sport. Gardaí have renewed their appeal for witnesses after the death of a man in his 80s whose car was recovered from the water at Buncrana Pier yesterday morning. Andrew Louth reports.
Gardaí and emergency services were alerted to a vehicle in the water at Buncrana Pier yesterday morning at around 7:30 a.m. Following a multi-agency search and recovery operation, the car was recovered from the water. The man in his 80s was discovered deceased inside the vehicle. His body was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital, where a post-mortem is due to take place. A technical examination of the scene at Buncrana Pier and Swilly Road has been completed. Gardaí are appealing for any witnesses, particularly anyone who was travelling in the vicinity of Buncrana Pier, Swilly Road and Shorefront between 6:30 a.m. and 7:30 a.m. yesterday morning to contact Buncrana Garda Station.
Donegal County Council's revenue spending last year was almost €193 million, over €15 million more that was included in the annual budget, which was agreed in 2022. Head of Finance Richard Gibson also told members the council ran a surplus of €1.2 million in 2023. Aidan Delaney reports.
Richard Gibson said the extra €15 million came from new grants the council was able to draw down, most of them for roads. There was a budget surplus of over €1.2 million, which allowed the council to do some extra capital works. €1 million was transferred from the revenue budget to the capital budget to co-fund energy efficiency works at council buildings, while €500,000 was transferred to provide additional funding for public conveniences, and €100,000 was transferred for disability access works. Mr. Gibson concluded that when revenue and capital expenditure are taken together, the council spent a total of €342 million last year. On what is the last full council meeting before the local elections, he said over the lifetime of the current council, almost €1.4 billion had been spent, a 50% increase on the total spend in the previous 5 years.
Well, today was the council's final plenary meeting ahead of next month's local elections, with tributes paid to the four outgoing members who are not seeking re-election, councillors Tom Conaghan, Nicholas Crossan, Liam Doherty and Rena Donaghy. Tributes were also paid to the three members elected in 2019 who have since passed away, councillors Manus Kelly, Noreen McGarvey and Bernard McGuinness. A call had gone out to councillor Micheál Colm McGilla-Asbug last week to apologise for comments he made during the budget meeting in 2021, in which he claimed some council officials were politically motivated and used the word corruption. However, he was not at today's meeting, either in person or online. Chief Executive John McLaughlin said he had written to the member on several occasions asking him to present any evidence which he may have of wrongdoing, but no responses had been forthcoming. Vigit Bhagat, a man on trial for the rape and murder of a Buncrana woman, has been accused of trying to start a prison riot. 28-year-old Danielle McLaughlin was murdered in Goa in India in 2017. Her murder trial had been ongoing for almost 6 years now, encountering many delays. Michaela Clark has more.
Fikat Bhagat has been in prison since 2017, accused of the rape and murder of Danielle McLaughlin. He has now been accused of attempting to start a riot, blocking a gate within the Indian prison and threatening staff. It's been reported that on Friday afternoon, Jail Superintendent Shankar Garonkar received an order to transfer Bhagat from an under-trial section of the prison to another area. While attempting to transfer the prisoner, Bhagat called on other inmates and tried to block a gate in the jail. He also allegedly threatened staff. Bhagat faces charges of threatening the superintendent and obstructing staff from discharging their legal duties.
The International Criminal Court is seeking arrest warrants for the Israeli and Hamas war leaders. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defence Minister Yoav Gallant are wanted to answer questions over allegations of collective punishment, starving civilians and willful killing in Gaza since October. There are also three Hamas leaders wanted by the court for war crimes. Head of ICC Karim Khan says every life matters.
Now more than ever, we must collectively demonstrate that international humanitarian law, the foundational baseline for human conduct during conflict, applies to all individuals and applies equally across situations. This is how we will prove for all victims that the lives of all human beings have equal value.
Defective block homeowners can now receive upfront emergency accommodation and storage costs. In a change that was much needed, affected homeowners who need to vacate their home to facilitate remediation works are able to submit an invoice to Donegal County Council, after which money to cover accommodation will be paid out. The homeowner then has a 3-month period to provide evidence that the money was used for the intended purpose. Councillor Martin McDermott, chair of Donegal County Council's Defective Concrete Block Grant Committee, says it's a major step in helping homeowners through the process of trying to fix their properties.
Certainly has been a stumbling block for many people, and particularly the elderly people that don't have the money, and lots of other people that don't have the money to get off the ground, to get that first step in the ladder, has been difficult for people. And I think this will certainly alleviate some of the problems and some of the stresses at the first step of the ladder, where they will be able to get the money to get their alternative accommodation up and running first before they start the remediation of their homes.
A thunderstorm warning in place in Donegal was upgraded to status orange. It will be in effect until 9 o'clock tonight. The public are told of slow-moving thunderstorms with very heavy downpours and potentially large hail. Possible impacts include flash flooding, very difficult travelling conditions with poor visibility, and potential damage to power lines. The government has been urged to spend more on welfare payments in the budget to help children living in poverty. The Children's Rights Alliance also wants significant supports put in place for families going through homelessness. According to their latest research, a total of 260,773 children experienced enforced deprivation in the state last year. The chief executive of the Children's Rights Alliance, Tanya Ward, says some families are choosing to pay for electricity or rent instead of putting food on the table.
The key factor is these families don't have enough money to pay for the everyday essentials. And this is even families who are on low pay and who are working as well. And it's the cost of living. The children are living in pretty much very stressful situations, really, because parents are trying to make very difficult decisions every day. What do I pay? Do I pay the rent? Do I pay the heating bill? Or do I put food on the table? And we know often what they do is they actually don't put food on the table. Our child poverty monitor reveals that we have about 260,000 children living in enforced deprivation. That's over the population of County Clare and County Waterford. And what that means is these children are probably going to bed hungry several times a week. Some of these children will be going to school without the right shoes or the right coat.
85 beaches and 9 marinas have been awarded blue flags for 2024. It's for meeting a certain environmentally recognised standard and looks at water quality, environmental issues as well as beach management. All of Donegal's beaches have retained their blue flag for 2024. Meanwhile, the Greencastle Marina was not awarded the blue marina flag this year due to an application not being put forward. This was as the result of construction work that was ongoing. More information can be found on our website, highlandradio.com. The Tidy Towns adjudication window needs to be delayed as election posters could ruin some communities' efforts. A Fianna Fáil senator has called on Community Development Minister Heather Humphreys to push back the date to avoid a Tidy Town Election Day showdown. The competition was officially launched in Laois yesterday, but some towns fear election posters could lose them points. Jared McCormick, co-chair of Letterkenny Tidy Towns Committee, is appealing to candidates to ensure their election posters are properly removed in a timely manner.
I think it would be a nice if it happened. I'm not sure it's practical, to be honest with you, because that we're told that the adjudication is going to start in June, and you know we're nearly at the end of May. Anything that can help us improve when we are judged is I'm open to that. But it may not be possible. But I think it's I know where he's coming from, and it is a good plan for sure.
So what will yourselves as the Letterkenny Tidy Towns Committee be doing now over the coming weeks with regards to these election posters?
Well, legally, they're quite entitled to be there, and you know, we obviously won't be interfering with them in any way. This was the one thing that we're doing. We're looking for, I think it is today that the candidate field is the cutoff point is today. So we'd be really sending a message out, or we'd like to send a message out that once the election is over, that all those posters come down, you know, within a week, or even the earlier the better for us, to give us a chance. That if we are judged straight afterwards, that we won't get penalised for the posters. So I suppose our appeal is that as soon as the election is over, all the posters are properly removed. Even the cable ties, we had a problem in the last election that they were taken down, but all the cable ties were still on the posts, they were still left there. So we had to remove them. So even if the candidates could get the posters down and get the cable ties removed, that would be a big help for us.
Meanwhile, Senator Robbie Gallagher believes moving the adjudication date would be fair on both the election candidates and the Tidy Town groups.
By law, all posters have to be removed within a week of the polling day. So in that situation, if that happened, well then all the candidates would feel that they're getting a fair crack of the whip. And equally, or maybe even more importantly, the Tidy Towns groups then that have allowed candidates to put up posters, they would feel that they wouldn't be perhaps not on the same level playing field as those towns and villages that have asked candidates not to put them up.
The time is now 12 minutes past 5. Aisling and Kelly will be back with all the latest in sport after this short break. The time is 5:15. Aisling and Kelly has all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We're going to start with League of Ireland football, and there's two games in the top flight tonight. Second place, third, Derry City making the trip to the Talla Stadium to face Shamrock Rovers in what is a battle of the top two from last season. But Derry, of course, go to Talla off the back of a number of good performances in their previous visits to the capital. There's an 8 o'clock start there for that one. But before it, at 7:45... Shelburne are taking on St Patrick's Athletic. Shell's boss Damien Duff says his previous relationship with Stephen Kenny is irrelevant regarding tonight's fixture, as they clash this evening in the SSE, our Trusty League Premier Division. It will mark the first time that Duff and Kenny have worked in opposition since the former's departure from the Arden backroom staff.
Yeah, we're here. That's irrelevant. It's about Shelburne Football Club, and yeah, they could argue they've got off to a disappointing start tonight, but everything on Monday night for me is about Shelburne, the squad, the team and the lads being ready to deliver. Everything else is irrelevant.
In the First Division tonight, Wexford can put daylight between themselves and those outside the playoff spots as they host Cove Ramblers. Former Celtic manager Neil Lennon's been confirmed as the new head coach of Romanian side Rapid Bucharest. That is his first time back in the dugout since leaving Cypriot club Omnia Nicosia in 2022. Lennon signed a 2-year deal with Rapid, who finished sixth in the Superliga this season. Johnny Evans has been included in the Northern Ireland squad for the upcoming friendlies with Spain and Andorra. The Manchester United defender returns, having missed the March window. Evans' brother Corey has also been recalled by manager Michael O'Neill. Mayo's Sam Maguire hopes have been dealt a huge blow with the news that captain Paddy Durkin's season is over. They've confirmed that Durkin suffered a cruciate ligament injury after being introduced as a sub in Saturday's win over Cavan. Durkin had already been struggling with injury throughout Mayo's league campaign and wasn't risked in the Connacht final. And there'll be lots of Gaelic Games talk tonight on the DL debate presented by Brendan Devaney. Joining him on the programme will be Donegal's senior ladies manager John McNulty, who will discuss that huge effort by the Donegal ladies yesterday, just been put by Armagh in the Ulster final. Plus there'll be lots of men's football talk with All-Ireland winners Frank McGlynn of Donegal and James O'Donoghue of Kerry. That's on the DL debate tonight here in Highland just after the 7 o'clock news. Shane Lowry is up to a season high 33rd in the latest official World Golf Rankings. That follows his tie for 6th at the PGA Championship over the weekend. Xander Schauffele's win at Valhalla sees him move above Rory McIlroy to second in the world, while Scottie Scheffler remains top of the pile. There's racing in Roscommon this evening. The first of a 7-race card is about to go to post at 5:20. Dylan Brown McMonagall, who had 5 winners in the past 6 days, has 3 rides there, while Luke McAteer has 2 runners as well. And finally, in rugby, Gary Ringrose remains a doubt for Leinster ahead of Saturday's Champions Cup final with Toulouse. The centre has managed just 3 appearances since the turn of the year, with the last of those a 24-minute cameo at the end of the Six Nations. Leinster say Ringrose will be assessed this week. Meanwhile, fellow centre Charlie Natai has a shoulder injury of his own, while Tommy O'Brien picked up a hamstring issue in the URC defeat to Ulster at the weekend. And that's your sport for the moment. Donna Marie.
Thanks, Oisin. Well, Highland Radio hosted the first of the local election debates today, with 7 candidates from the Milford electoral area joining Greg Hughes on the 9 to 9 show. Donal Kavanagh has the special report.
Sinn Féin's Maria Doherty said the sense she is getting on the canvas is people are looking for change.
From being on the campaign 12 over the last 4 or 5 weeks and longer before that, the people have had enough. The government policy is not working. As we know, government policy is connected to local government policy, and that investment is not there. So I would like people to consider voting for me, because they're voting for Sinn Féin. They're sending a strong message that it's not good enough, that rural Ireland deserves better, and that we need change from the top down.
Independent Councillor Pádraig McGarvey said since taking over from his uncle Ian McGarvey in the chamber, he has made progress and promised to continue.
I've been in the seat of my uncle now for 15 months. In this 15 months, I've made much progress. I've had many achievements. I made a commitment the day that I took over from Ian that I would work hard for the people that Ian represented it and now I represent. I've worked hard for the people. I've had many achievements in roads, housing, health, passports. I've worked hard for the people and I wish to continue.
Independent candidate Declan Meehan stressed his community credentials, saying he wants to bring those into the council chamber.
I'm a community worker. I'm currently working as manager of Milford and District Resource Centre, and I'm also involved as chairperson of Rye Community Centre. I'm on the board of directors of DLDC and I'm chairperson of the Swelly Mulroy Community Health Forum. As a community worker, I'm seeing day in, day out over the past 5 years locally the issues and challenges that people are facing. It's not good enough that we have some councillors who only show up at around election time. I'm committed to showing up for people every single day of a 5-year term should I get elected.
Eamon Jackson of the 100% Redress Party says his experience as one of the MICA Action Group's founders would be put to good use in the council.
I am one of the founding members of the MICA Action Group, and I operated as both vice chair and chairperson over a 9-year period, where we successfully lobbied for and got 2 multi-billion euro defective block schemes. So I have a wealth of experience dealing with top politicians in both this country and in Europe. As a councillor, I aim to be a strong, passionate and effective voice for not only those with crumbling homes, but for my whole community.
Independent candidate Vincent Bradley said he believes the established parties are all following a destructive pro-immigration agenda, which he wants to challenge.
We have a country currently being destroyed. All the political parties are on board with mass immigration coming into the country. There's nobody standing up. We look up in the polls, we see the same people running again. Most of them are running again. So I decided to run to see can we maybe rock the boat a bit and try and get some stability into this country here, because we're on a trajectory of total destruction. Our old people are not being looked after. People can't get respite services, young and old. We're just trying to take stability back into the country again, so there has to be a voice for the people, and there's no voice for the people at the minute.
Pinafore councillor Liam Blaney said he believes that with just 3 councillors, the Milford electoral area needs strong representation in the context of the Letterkenny Milford municipal district.
I've been a councillor this last 21 years, and I have fought as hard as I can to represent the people of the Milford electoral area. There is only 3 councillors out of 10 in the municipal district, 3 out of the Milford electoral area, and I believe that you need very strong representation, you need experience. And I believe that I've shown over this last 21 years that I can represent the electoral area very well and the people in that area very well. And I do hope over the next 5 years, if elected, to be able to do the same.
And Kathleen Deeney of Aintu said her experience in farming puts her in a position where she understands the pressure that people are under.
My background is farming, and I know the struggles that families face. You know, they're looking for support. Okay. And the amount of people in Donegal are affected by the crumbling blocks and the immigration for young people. my first time to run for this election.
Fine Gael's Aaron Sweeney and independent councillor John O'Donnell were unable to attend today's debate.
And you can listen back to that full debate along with the European debate on our website highlandradio.com. Looking now to weather, heavy showers and thunderstorms with hail over Donegal for much of the rest of today. Drier elsewhere with some further sunshine and just isolated heavy showers. To conclude this evening's news, Gardaí have renewed their appeal for witnesses after the death of a man in his 80s whose car was recovered from the water at Buncrana Pier yesterday morning. Donegal County Council's revenue spending last year was almost €193 million, just over €15 million more than was included in the annual budget, which was agreed in 2022. The man on trial for the rape and murder of a Buncrana woman has been accused of trying to start a riot in prison, and the first of the local and European election debates took place on highlandradio.com this morning. You can catch up with them on our website. That's all for now from Highland Radio News. We'll be back again at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices this Monday evening, May 20th. The death has taken place of Sheila McGrath, Need Cole, Glencar Road Letter Kenny, and formerly of Massanass Creasla. Reposing at her late residence tomorrow from 2 o'clock until 9 o'clock with rosary at 9 p.m. Family time please on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass is in St. Eunan's Cathedral Letter Kenny on Wednesday at 11 a.m. which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Shane McLoon, Rossbeg, Portneau. His remains will leave Shovlin's funeral home, Sandfield, this evening at 6 o'clock, going to his late residence in Rossbeg. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:15 to St Connell's Church, Kilcluny, for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Patrick Paddy McMenamin, Ardcrana, and formerly 35 Castle Avenue, Buncrana. Funeral arrangements are to be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Teresa Kenny, Ballyness, Falcarra, originally of Drumnatinny, Falcarra. Her remains are reposing at her home until 9 o'clock tonight. Rosary is at 9 p.m. House private after rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 12 noon in St. Finian's Church, Falcarra. Interment afterwards in the adjacent cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has taken place of Kieran Hickey of Strand Road, Bunbeg. His remains will repose at Rorty's funeral home, Derrybeg, tomorrow from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. Rosaries at 8 o'clock. Funeral Mass will take place on Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg. Interment afterwards in Maharagellan Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has occurred of Martin Sweeney, Avalty Gord Crossroads, Killygordon. Remains are reposing at his late residence tomorrow from 2 p.m. Funeral leaving there on Thursday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church Crossroads, Killygordon at 11 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. Family time from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Robert Harper, 52 Polyarnon Road, Castlederg, reposing at the family home. Funeral from the family home on Wednesday morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m. in St Patrick's Church, Castlederg. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time please from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. The death has occurred of Hannah Doherty, Sean Brian, Nee McDade, Torna Bratley, Clonmany. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Nazareth House Fawn, care of any family member or McFeely Funeral Directors. Hannah's funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.